Welcome to B Movie Bliss. Ladies and gentlemen, mutants, ninjas, and anyone who accidentally found themselves trapped in the VHS store in the 1980s, welcome to another riveting episode of B Movie Bliss. I'm your host, Brian, the guy who's convinced that cinematic masterpieces are overrated and life's too short not to enjoy a good bad movie. Today, folks, buckle up your ninja headbands and tighten those martial arts belts, because we're diving headfirst into the world of American Ninja. Yes, you heard me right, American Ninja, the film that answers the age-old question, can a guy with a mullet and questionable combat skills save the world? Spoiler alert, the answer might involve a few backflips and a lot of awkwardly delivered one-liners. Now, before you roll your eyes and wonder if I lost my sanity, let me assure you, there's a method to this madness. American Ninja isn't just any movie. It's a cinematic roller coaster that leaves you questioning your life choices, the laws of physics, and whether or not you could pull off wearing ninja attire to your office without getting fired. So, grab your popcorn, or in the spirit of our ninja-themed episode, your stealthy shuriken-shaped snacks, and join me in this epic journey into the realm of martial arts mayhem. We're about to dissect a film that's so bad, it's good. And remember, if you ever wondered what it feels like to be attacked by a ninja on a golf course, you're in for a treat. This is B-Movie Bliss, where the cinematic gems are so low budget, they practically have their own gravity. Let the ninja-fueled hilarity begin. In the vast realm of cinema, there exists a particular subgenre that transcends the boundaries of traditional film criticism. These are the movies that are so bad, they achieve a certain level of cult status that defy logic, coherence, and often good taste. Among the pantheon of such cinematic wonders, American Ninja stands tall, or rather, awkwardly stumbles as a testament to the era where martial arts, ninjas, and cheesy action scenes held a special place in the hearts of moviegoers. American Ninja introduces us to Joe Armstrong, a mysterious drifter with a talent for martial arts. As he navigates the perilous world of a military base infested with sinister mercenaries, the film takes an unintentional detour into the realm of the absurd. The plot, a seemingly straightforward tale of good versus evil, quickly devolves into a labyrinth of over-the-top fight scenes, questionable dialogue, and a narrative that often leaves viewers scratching their head. The film's attempt at creating a compelling backstory for its protagonist is as thin as a rice paper screen, leaving audiences with more questions than answers. Yet, it's precisely this lack of coherence that contributes to this film's unintentional charm. American Ninja boasts an impressive arsenal of ninjas, each equipped with an array of weapons that defy both logic and historical accuracy. From exploding shurikens to acrobatic combat sequences, the film revels in its own audacity, creating a spectacle that is as baffling as it is entertaining. The fight choreography, though far from the pinnacle of martial arts cinema, possesses a certain raw energy that elicits a particular combination of laughter and awe. One cannot help but appreciate the film's commitment to embracing the absurd. At times, it feels as though the creators deliberately threw logic out the window, opting instead for a barrage of explosive set pieces and martial art maneuvers that defy the laws of physics. As the protagonist, Michael Dudikoff, delivers a performance that transcends the boundaries of wooden acting, his deadpan delivery and stoic demeanor turn every line of dialogue into unintentional comedy gold. Whether he's confronting the bad guys or attempting to establish romantic chemistry, Dudikoff's performance is a masterclass in unintentional hilarity. The film's dialogue, a mishmash of cliches and cringeworthy one-liners, further contributes to its so-bad-it's-good appeal. Lines like, "I don't need any friends, I work alone," are delivered with such earnestness that they become ironic in the realm of unintentional comedy. From a technical standpoint, American Ninja is a visual kaleidoscope of neon-colored explosions, exaggerated martial art stunts, and a 1980s aesthetic that is both endearing and cringe-inducing. The film's low-budget charm, evident in its practical effects and simplistic set designs, add to its allure as a cult classic. The soundtrack, a nostalgic blend of synthesizers and electronic guitars, complements to the on-screen chaos, creating a sonic landscape that transports viewers back to an era where VHS tapes and over-the-top action flicks ruled the home entertainment landscape. In the grand tapestry of cinema, American Ninja stands as a testament to the enduring appeal of movies that are so bad they become endearing. It invites viewers to embrace the guilty pleasures of witnessing a film that revels in its own absurdity, offering a unique viewing experience that transcends traditional notions of quality. In the grand tradition of so bad it's good cinema, American Ninja is a true gem. Its unintentional humor, over-the-top action scenes, and a lack of narrative coherence makes it a cinematic oddity that warrants celebration. For lovers of films that defy conventional standards, American Ninja is a nostalgic journey into the depths of the 1980s action charm, a guilty pleasure that demands to be experienced. Therefore, I give American Ninja a solid 7 out of 10 rating. Well, B-movie aficionados, we've reached the end of another thrilling episode here at B-Movie Bliss. I hope you've all stretched your ninja muscles and practiced those high kicks, because tonight, we dove headfirst into the world of black belts, bad guys, and the 80s phenomena known as American Ninja. I don't know about you, but I'm seriously considering enrolling in ninja school after that cinematic masterpiece. I mean, who wouldn't want to gracefully somersault through life while simultaneously defeating evil henchmen with precision and style? Now, as we bid adieu to Joe Armstrong and his trusty sidekick, we're left pondering life's important questions like, can I request a ninja delivery service for those times when I need groceries but want to avoid social interaction? A big shout out to our sponsor, Ninja Express Delivery, because when you need your ramen and throwing stars ASAP, accept no substitutions. Before we vanish in the shadows of podcast hiatus, I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us on this ninja-tastic adventure. Your loyalty warms our hearts more than a Ninja Master's meditation session. Don't forget to follow us on social media for updates, memes, and occasional ninja trivia. And of course, if you enjoyed the show, leave us a review. It's the ninja way of saying, hey, I appreciate your stealthy wit and ninja-like charm. Until next time, my fellow movie ninjas, keep your shuriken sharp, your nunchuck swinging, and remember, even in the midst of cheesy action, there's always a life lesson hidden somewhere. Maybe it's as simple as, never bring a knife to a ninja fight. This is Brian, signing off from the B-Movie Bliss Dojo. Stay blissful, stay ninja, and most importantly, stay ready for whatever ridiculous plot twist life throws your way. Good night, Ninja Warriors.